Tom Martin has been a lobster man for 35 years.
I started lobstering as a summer job as a kid when I was 14, and then lobstered every summer until I went to college for about a year and then dropped out and started lobstering year-round.
He says he enjoys what he does, despite the hard work.
Some years you catch a lot of lobsters, some years you don't, but you just work as hard as you can and then let the chips fall where they may.
Lobstermen sell their catch to local wholesalers and restaurants, like Luke's Lobster in Portland Harbor, which serves about 60 whole lobsters a day.
It's fresh, tasty, and the price is really good.
But wholesalers like Sheila Adams of Maine Coast, who export live lobsters to overseas markets, have not been so lucky. In July of 2018, China imposed retaliatory tariffs on U.S. food and agricultural exports, which included live lobsters. Adams saw her business drop by 20% overnight.
About 80% of our sales into mainland China have gone away.
That's because the 25% tariff has to be paid by their Chinese customers, who looked to Canada as an alternative source for their live lobsters. So Adams and her team had to look to other markets, both domestically and overseas, to make up the difference. Today, as fresh live lobsters arrive at their facility, they are processed, packaged, and prepared for shipping to 29 other countries.
It takes all of those other countries combined to equal one market in mainland China. So we had to put a tremendous amount of effort across many, many markets to try to recoup the lost business in China.
Wade Merritt is president of the Maine International Trade Center and director of international trade for the state of Maine. He says Maine Coast is a good example of the impact of the tariffs on the industry.
Exports of live lobster to China from Maine, comparing between 2018 and 2019, they're down 82%. So it has had a significant impact on that industry.
And this has had a severe trickle-down effect.
Think about the corner store or the gas station or the schools or the anything in any of these communities that is a major lobster fishing port. If they're not fishing lobsters, then there is a real problem for those other businesses too.
He encourages companies to diversify and also continue nurturing existing relationships. Advice Sheila Adams agrees with.
Our relationships with our customers in China are really important to us. They've become good friends of ours, and they look forward to the day when the tariff situation resolves and that we can go back to doing business together, let the free market economy come back to being, and let trade happen.
And that will be good news for all who have made lobsters a focus of their daily lives. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Portland, Maine.